We're on Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, and we're up to Hahu Yenuka. So let's count up from the bottom of Daf Samaches, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up. Hahu Yenuka. There was a baby that needed Mila on Shabbos. That was the 8th day of its birth. Dishtapuch Chamime, and the hot water that they prepared from Erev Shabbos spilled before the Mila. And in order to get hot water, they have to take it from one chatzer to another chatzer. So the baby lives in one chatzer. Rava, in this case, lives in another chatzer. And Rava has hot water. And the question is how to transport the hot water from one chatzer to the other. Technically, you're not allowed to do that because they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, one house with the other. Now, let's describe the house of Rav. Rav's house had two sets of rooms. There were the rooms that were a little bit closer to the chatzer in front of the house. Those were the forward rooms, and those rooms were where the men used to do whatever they have to do. They lived there. Then, if you go towards the back of the house, going inwards, then we call them chadarim pnimiim. We have the inner rooms, and that's where the women had their use of those rooms. That was more tzniistic, so that the men didn't have to go through the rooms of the women. So that, again, the water is now going to be brought from the men's rooms. I don't mean men's rooms in that sense. I mean the rooms of the men, where the men live. That's called the Beit Gavri, if you want to know. Out into the chotzer, and into the next chatzer, where the child was at his house. Amalu Rava. Rava said to the members of his own family, Panuli money, take my utensils, mi bei gavri, empty out my room, or our rooms, the men's bei gavri, Lebei Nashi, and in the meantime, on a temporary basis, put those utensils from taking them out of my cheder gvarim in the house that opens up to the chotzer, and place them into the inner rooms, which are the women's rooms, that don't have any opening or exit way into the chatzer. In other words, he wanted to guarantee that he would be mevatel his reshus to the other chatzer. That's called bitul reshus, that we've discussed on many occasions. But he wanted to guarantee that he wouldn't take any utensils from his room out into the chatzer. He was afraid lest he or somebody else would forget themselves, and they would think that you're allowed to take these kelim out into the chatzer, and that you're not allowed to do. Why? Because even though he's mevatel reshus, the kelim were konesh visa with the onset of Shabbos in the inner room. The Azel, the Aziv Hasam, I'm going to remain in the inner rooms, but again, in the inner rooms, there's no exit way out into the chatzis, so there's no chashash, there's no possibility of his carrying the kalim out into the chatzis. So, Ivatelahu ha chatzir, I'm going to be mevatel my chatzir to the other chatzir, And this is going to be a substitute, we'll call it a fallback position, in an event that there's no Eruv. So you want to carry from one house to another, or from one chatzah to another, and there was no Eruv made, then you can rely on Bittul Rishus. And once you mevatel the Rishus, then you can carry out the water from one chatzer, which is the chatzer where Rava has the water, and carry it into the other chatzer where the baby is. So that's called bittul chatzer lechatzer. Again, that's going to help you take the hot water from one chatzer to the other through bittul rishus. It's not going to help you carry kelim from the bayis out into the chatzer. And let's see if we can figure out. He says, "Oh, this is a result of bittul rishus." Let me read this to you. This is very important. He says, "Me." Achrei shebitel es rishus chatzer lechatz acheres, asur lo lahotzi kelim mi beso lechatzero, sharei ein zeh chatzer shelo. Ah, so you see, it's very interesting. Had he not implemented a bitul rishus, he could have carried all of his kelim from his house out to the chatzer. And I'm just not sure why he doesn't need an ear for that. Just one second, I want to clear my brain. Very good. In other words, each one of these two chatzeros have their own exit to Rishus HaRabim. So they're two independent chatzeros. And each chatzer, in the absence of diurin, right, of drisas regel, we said passageway from one chatzer to the other, does not generate an iser hotzah, a tiltul, from the bayis into its own respective chatzer. So again, before bittul rishus, there would have been no problem in taking out his kelim from his house into the chatzer. It's his chatzer, and that's fine. But as soon as he's mevatel his rishus, then he can no longer take out his kelim out into the chatzer, because it's not his chatzer, and that's called motzi mi beiso l'rishus she'eino shelo, taking kelim from his house into a domain that's not his. V'yem hotzi l'chatzer chazar v'hichzik b'chatzer. Oh, excellent. And not only that, it's bad enough that he's not allowed to carry out his kelim into the chatzer after post bittul rishus, because then it's motzi mi beiso l'rishus she'eino shelo. But moreover, if he would do such a thing, then he's already regaining possession over his chatzer. In other words, he's making a public statement that this is my chatzer and I'm carrying into my own chatzer. And if that be the case, then he's mevatel his bittul rishus. So if anybody wakes you up and says to you, when can you have a bittul of a bittul? This would be the case. You mevatel your rishus, and the chatzer now is no longer yours, and now you go ahead and you carry from your house on Shabbos out into that chatzer, then you're being mevatel your bittul rishus. And if that be the case, then oser b'kach al kol b'nei achotzer acheres l'taltel l'chatzerom kemavur b'mishna shahamavatel es rishus chatzero shahotzi l'chotzer chazer v'hichzik b'chotzer oser es achotzer l'chol b'nei achotzer. So again, I'm not sure of all these details because this is sugya much later on in Masechta Erevin. But the bottom line is, I don't understand the mechanics of it yet, but as a result of being mevatel his bittul, he's going to generate an iser of all bnei achatzer letaltel lechatzera. Shamevatel is reshus chatzero. Shahotzi lechatzer v'chazav v'hichzik bechatzer. Aser hachatzel lechol bnei achatzer. A little bit unclear to me. Mitam ze bikesh rova sheyaviru lo es hakelim shelo lechador mapnimiim she'enam psuchim lechatzer kidei shelo yavo lahotzi b'shogeg kelim lechatzer v'kach yesar es hatiltul bein achatzeros. So again, the only reason you're allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other is because he was mevatel the chatzer. He's mevatel his reshus. If now he takes out kelim, he's mevatel his bittul, and then you can no longer carry from one chatzah to the other. We haven't solved that problem of carrying the hot water into the bias, through the other chatzah into the bias. Frek de gemave, I don't understand. Amalei ravina lo rava v'amar Shmuel ein bittul reshus mi chatzah l'chatzah. Remember the sheet of Shmuel that we spent a lot of time trying to figure it out back on Daf Samach Vav, that there's no such thing as bittul of reshus from one chatzah to the other, right? According to Shmuel, the modus operandi for bittul reshus is when you have a chatzah pnimis and a chatzah chitzona, and the chatzah ha-pnimis has drisas regel, passageway through the chatzah chitzona. That's where bittul reshus could operate. But two different chatzeros, each one independent of the other, that has its own exit out to reshus harabim, then there is no such thing as bittul reshus from chatz l'chatz. It's not valid according to Shmuel. Amalei, so Rav responds to Ravina, not Rav Yochanan Svirle. I never accepted the view l'chumra of Shmuel. I accepted the opinion of Rav Yochanan. The Amar Yesh bittul reshus mi chatz l'chatz. In fact, the Gemara, again, Ravina comes back and asks Rava, Ilo Savala Mar Kishmuel, if my master does not accept the opinion of Shmuel, so why did you, Rava, have to go back into the Bei Nashi, pack your bags and all your bags and move into the Cheder HaPnimi, the inner room, is Nasiv. Now we're going to turn to Daf Samech Chesamid Beit. Nasiv Mar Beduchte, leave everything, all the kelim, in the outer rooms, in the Bei Gavri, as we said. V'nevata lehu ledidhu. And let him be mevatel as reshus in the chotzer to the bnei chotzacher, to those who occupy the other chotzer, where the Tinok is, and they could take the water, and that's it. Immediately after they take the water, and they transport it from one chotzer from the house of Rovin to the chotzer, from that chotzer to the other chotzer, into the house of the Tinok, then Nahaju Inhu Vinevato Leilamar. At that point, Yachzeru Bnei Achotzach Herzi Vatlu B'chazor L'Adorim. In other words, they only needed, when I say they, I just want to make sure because I hate using pronouns. Those who own the house where the Tinok is, they only need to take over, so to speak, possession of Rava's Chotzer just for the purpose of getting the water over to the Tinok for the purpose of Mila. But immediately afterwards, they could be mevatel bechazara, right? In other words, basically, we might say in English, give back what they received from Rava. No, is that very reshus that they got on Rava's chatzer? They've already achieved their goal, and now they'll give back to Rava what they received from Rava. Da Omar Rav, mevatlim chozer mevatlim. That, let's say, Ruve could be mevatel his reshus to Shimon, and then Shimon could be mevatel what he got from Ruve back to Ruve. and we do a chazara, and we're back to square one. So what are you worried about? You're worried about the kalim? You don't have to be worried about the kalim. You think that, you know, if you might unintentionally bring the kalim back or take them out of your chatzar, out into the chatzar, right, which was yours and it's no longer yours, then you're illegally misappropriating this chatzar, which is no longer yours. The answer, I have a simple solution for that problem. Let the recipients, the owner of the house where the tinok is, let them be chozer or mevatel. They can be mevatel their reshus that they received from Rava through bitl reshus. And once they already used the chatzar, they've accomplished their goal. Now they can be mevatel their reshus that they have in Rava's chatzar. And we're back to square one. Now, since Rava holds that as far as bitl reshus is concerned, Rava rejects the sheet of Shmuel, and therefore there is bitl reshus from chatzar to chatzar, now, quid per quo, as a reciprocal measure, now the b'nei ha-chatzar could be machzir, chozer, mevatel, and give the chatzar that they received from Rava, back to its original owner. So what are you worried about in terms of the kalim? Sakrava. So Rava tells Ravina, Anaba hakishmuel svirale. Even though I never accepted Shmuel's opinion of ein mevatlin michatzah lechatzah, but I do accept a different opinion of Shmuel, where he's machmir. I didn't accept his chumra of bittel, but I do accept Shmuel's position, the Omar ein mevatlin v'chozer mevatlin. Right? In those scenarios where Shmuel accepts bittel, it's a one-way street. It's not reversible. You could be mevatel, but you cannot have a, you know, like a ping pong ball, you know, like tennis, and have him be mevatel back. Ein mevatlin v'chozer u'mevatel. Therefore, I had to enter into my inner chambers, you know, the chedri, what did he call them again? The bei nashi. And since the b'nei chotzer acheres of the tinok cannot be chozer u'mevateli as reshusi, that is, they can't give me their reshus, which was originally my reshus, therefore, I will not be allowed to take my kalim out into the chotzer, because it's what we called is metaltel reshus sheina shalom. So Ravina again asks Akasha on Rav, V'lavchad taimahu, isn't Shmuel in both of his positions, both of his chumras, really saying one and the same? It's conceptually, it's interdependent. My time, I'm mevatlin v'chozer mevatlin. Why is Shmuel saying that you can't have a bittel keneged bittel? It's lav mishum, isn't it? Because kevin devitla reshuse istalik le mihocha legamri. Shmuel holds that why is there no reciprocal bittel back and forth like a ping pong ball? It's because once he's mevata's reshus, he's completely removed from his reshus. And havile kiben chotzacheres. Now it's as if he lives in a different chotzer. And again, it's going to be an application of the rule of ein bittel reshus michatzel lechatzer. Once you mesalik yourself from reshus, you mevatel your reshus, you have nothing left in that reshus. And if that be the case, then if the other person, right, I call him the recipient, I hope you understand what I mean, because otherwise I have to add five words every single time I say it, is now for him to be mevatel back reciprocally, that would be a bittel that undermines the principle of ein bittel reshus mechatzer lechatzer. In other words, you hold like Shmuel. If you hold like Shmuel, I mean, Rava doesn't hold like Shmuel, but if you were to hold like Shmuel, that ein mevat l'rishus mechatzel l'chatz, I understand exactly why ein mevat l'vechozrim u'mevat l'. But mar nami lo nivtel. And if you would hold like Shmuel, then ein mevat l'rishus mechatzel l'chatz, and then you, Rava, could not have been mevat l'rishus in your chatz to the b'nei chatz acheres from the get-go. So the very fact that you implemented your bittul rishus in order to facilitate bringing the mayim from this chatzah to the other chatzah, then it means you rejected Shmuel. And once you reject Shmuel, then there's no point to accepting another statement of Shmuel of ein mevatlin v'chozu mevatlin, because the whole logic that underlies ein mevatlin v'chozu mevatlin is indeed ein bittul rishus mechatzah l'chatzah. So Rava says, no, these two dinim are independent, one from the other. Hasam, in the case of Bittul, Achar Bittul, the reason of Shmuel is because when Shmuel formulates this principle called Ein Mevatlin V'chozer Mevatlin, it's not because he holds Ein Bittul Michotzer L'chotzer, but Haidu Taima. The reason for this is ki echi delola hevi milsa derabbanan kechucha vitlula. We don't want people to start laughing at the words of the chacham and, you know, making sort of leitzonis about the chacham. You know, it's, if one person is mevatel to the other and then he goes back and he's mevatel to the first one, back and forth, the whole thing looks like a big joke. And people get very cynical about it. They say, What's this all about? You know, yeah, you want to do Bittul Rishus, then he's going to be Mevatel Rishus back and forth. Therefore, even in the case of Bittul Michatzel L'Chatzer, where I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, says Rava, that there is Mevatel Michatzel L'Chatzer, but in this din of Bittul Achar Bittul, I agree with Shmuel, Ein Mevatel V'Chozer Mevatel. And therefore, since there was no possibility of the recipient being Mevatel in commensurate bittul, therefore I had to worry about the kalim, because I might inadvertently carry the kalim from the cheder to the chotzer, from the adder cheder, which has an exit way into the chotzer, out into the chotzer. And I was mevatel my rishus in that chotzer. Gufa, now let's analyze this machlokis. Rav Omar mevatlin, v'chozer mevatlin. Shmuel Omar ein mevatlin, chozer mevatlin. Lema, shall we suggest that Rav Shmuel bepluta derabbanan the Rabbi Eliezer come miflegi. Their machlokes is dependent upon a previous controversy between the Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer about being mevatel rishus in your chotzer. What impact does that have on your bias? Rav di Omar ki Rabbanon. Rav who says that mevatlin v'chozrin u'mevatlin, he holds, and again, even if he holds a mevatlin michotzel chotzer, he holds like the Rabbanon, that when a person is mevatel his rishus in a chotzer, lo bitel es rishuso bebeso. And this is based on a Mishnah later on. Anshe chotzer on daf samach tesamid beis sheshochach echad mehem v'lo irev beiso osur milikane mi lahachnis umilahotzi lo v'lohem. And the Gemara explains sheli anshe achotzer mutu letaltel mi beisam lechotzer ulehepich kemen shemidubar shebita lahem es reshuso b'chotzer, harei hi kirshus shalohem, Aval asurim l'taltil ben achotze l'beiso. Kevan sherabonon sovrim shehamavata rishus chatzero lo bitales rishuso v'nimtza shachotze kula shalahem u'beiso eno shalahem. So let's give names over here, because I think that'll make it a little bit easier. We'll call the person who's going to be Mavatel, his Rishus, we'll call him Ruvain. So Ruvain is now Mavatel, his Rishus in the Chotzer, on behalf of Shimon. And the Gemara explains that in such a case, Shimon and his household would be allowed to carry from their homes out into the chotzer, from the chotzer back into their homes, because Reuven was mevatel any rishus that he has in the chotzer. If you're following me, Reuven and Shimon both share the same chotzer, so they're two different batim sharing the same chotzer. They should have made an eruv chotzer, they did not. And now we're going to set up a bittul rishus. So Reuven was mevatel his rishus to Shimon. And here's the question that we're asking. True, Shimon is now allowed to carry from his bayis into the chotzer, even into the chotzer of Reuven, because Reuven was mevatel his rishus in the chotzer. However, would Shimon be allowed to carry from the chotzer into the house of Reuven? We know he could carry out into the chotzer of Reuven, because Reuven was mevatel the chotzer, shus in the chotzer. But can he carry out into the chotzer, from the chotzer, into the, take it into the bayis of Reuven? And the answer is no, he's not allowed to do that. Why? According to the Rabbanon of that Mishnah, they hold Shamavata Rishus, Bito Rishus Chatzero, Velo Bito Rishus Beso. So the Chatzer now belongs to Shimon and all the other members of the Chatzer. But the bias of Reuven was not included in the deal. It wasn't part of the scope of the Bito. So that bias remains Reuven's bias. You, Shimon, want to carry out into the chotzer that used to be Reuven's chotzer. Well, right now it's not Reuven's chotzer because he's Mevatel's Rishus. But as far as the bias is concerned, the bias is not theirs, meaning it doesn't belong to Shimon and his escorts. They cannot carry into the bias of Reuven. That's the shita of the Chachamim. And Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. And Rabbi Eliezer allows the B'nai Shimon, as we call them, to carry not only out into the chutz of Reuven, but even into the house of Reuven. Rav, who was Machmir, and he said, Kirabonon, Shamavatil Rishuso Bechotza Lobitas Rishuso Bebeso, and therefore the Rabbanon over there on Samach Tes will prohibit carrying from Shimon's chotzer through Reuven's chotzer into Reuven's bayis, because lo bitel as reshuso bebeso. So if that be the case, then adayin nechshav kiben hachotzer v'yecholim lachzar ulevatel lo es harishus. Interesting. We have here a theory of relativity, an Einsteinian theory of relativity, which says the following: that when Reuven is mevatel is rishus to Shimon, he gives Shimon rights into his chotzer, but does he still retain rights into the chotzer? And there are going to be two nafkaminas. One is whether or not he was Mevatel's bias. And two is whether or not Shimon could now go back and be Mevatel what he got from Reuven. Let's explain. The Rabbanan of Rabbi Eliezer on Samachtes are of the opinion that when you mevatel your reshus in the chotzer, but not in the bais. And what that means is that as far as the bais is concerned, you still remain in the driver's seat. You're the bala boss. Now that has two different implications. One implication is that Shimon, to whom you were mevatel your chotzer, has no access to your bias. He cannot carry into your bias. That's already out of the bound, out of bounds. That's over the red line. Because bittul reshus of the chotzer allows Shimon to carry out into what was the chotzer of Reuven is now Shimon's chotzer. But since Reuven retains his full-fledged ownership over his bias, and he was not mevatel's bias because bittul is only on the chotzer, not on the bias, then Shimon has no rights to carry in the bais. It's again a reshus shein shalom. But number two, the second nafkamina, is going to be, can Shimon now give back what he received from Reuven and be chozer mevato? And the answer is yes. Why? So here we have to climb into the Einsteinian worlds of conceptual abstract knowledge, abstract ideas. Because Reuven, again according to the Shita of the Chachamim, retains ownership in the bias, he has not given up everything that he had in the Chotzer. So relative to Shimon's ability to carry now into Reuven's Chotzer, the Bittul Reshus is operative. But relative to the question as to whether or not Shimon, if he turns back and reciprocally now wants to be Mevatel, the Reshus that he got in Reuven, the answer is he can do so. Why? Because Reuven still retains some relative dimension of ownership in the Chotzer. It reminds me again, I don't know if you're familiar with this sugya of Kinyan Peres ki Kinyan Aguf Dami, where I could sell you something, but I still retain ownership in the object that I sold you. That's how halacha operates. So, for example, I could sell you the rights to eat fruits of this tree, but the tree itself still belongs to me. So where was I reading to you? I lost the place for a second. I lost the place. Oh, maybe it's here. Just one second. Give me a second. I think this is it. I should have made a note of where I was reading from. All right, well, just I'll pick it up, but I don't want to waste too much time. Let's just get back to the Gemara itself. So again, Rav di Omar ki Rabbanan. Rav holds that when a person is mevatel his reshus, he still retains ownership on his bias. Lo bitul es reshuso shebebeso. And therefore, adayin nechshav ki ben chotzer. he's still considered a partner, so to speak, in the chatzer. And the nafkamina is going to be that now, if Rav accepts that sheet, the Rabbanon is chozer umevatel. Shmuel diomar, Shmuel holds ein chozer mevatlin, ki Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that amevatel reshuso, reshus chatzero, bitol af reshus beso. Which I think means, and I'll double check it here in the notes, is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, not only would Shimon be allowed to carry into the chutz of Reuven, he could carry even from the house of Reuven out to the chutzer. V'lachein nechshav kiben chutzer acheres. She'eno yochol levatelo es harishus. Ah, because we're going like Shmuel now. And Shmuel holds that ein mevat lemichotze lechotze. So basically, if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that through the bittel, he's mevatel not only Rishus Chatzero, but even Rishus Beso, Reuven is out of here, so to speak, if you follow what I mean. He no longer retains any ownership in the Chatzer. So to be mevatel for Shimon, now to come back and be mevatel what he has in that Chatzer that once was Reuven's Chatzer, to Reuven, it's like... It's like another chutzner entirely, meaning it's not within the purview of Bittel. Now, in the note here, he says, "B'mishnah li'el daf chav gimel, Amar Avloi shamati mi Rabbi Eliezer anshe chutzner sheshochach echmem v'lo irev is beso osur milikones ulahotzi lo." Avolahem mutar gemar mevayerse shamanu midir Rabbi Eliezer shamavatel es reshus chatzero bitel es reshus beso. Wow, so it's really wild. According to Rabbi Eliezer, this is the paradox. Reuven has a house and a chotzer. He's allowed to carry from his house into the chotzer, but if there are other partners that share the same chatzer, they need an Erev Chatzeros. Now, in the absence of an Erev Chatzeros, Reuven could be mevatel his reshus. What happens now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shimon is going to be allowed to take anything from Reuven's house out into the chatzer, and Reuven himself will not be allowed to carry out into his own chotzer, because he was mevatel his reshus in the chotzer. And that's assuming that he was mevatel even his bias, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that a mevatel es reshus chatzero bitol gam es reshus beso. As a result of being mevatel reshus of his beso, he's a nobody as far as the bias is concerned. He has no rights to carry anything from the bias out into the chotzer. Now, how does that link up to Shmuel, who holds Ein Mevatlin, Ein Chozenu Mevatlin? And the answer is, because if Reuven has given up not only his rights to the Chotzer, but his rights to his own bias, he can't carry from his bias out to the Chotzer, where Shimon is allowed to carry from Reuven's former bias out to the Chotzer. Then, that generates the principle of Ein Chozenu Mevatlin. Because Chozer Mevatlin means that Shimon has to give back to Reuven rights to the Chotzer. Reuven has no rights to the Chotzer. Amar lecha Rav, anodi amri afilu l'Rabbi Eliezer. I can reconcile my shita with that of Rabbi Eliezer. And even Rabbi Eliezer would hold Chozer Mevatle. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Eliezer hasam amavatam shus chatzero. Is rishus peso bitel. That when you mavata your rishus and your chatzer, that extends and includes even your rishus and your bias. That's mishum de bias below chatzer lo dairi inchi. A person doesn't live in a house without a chatzer. So therefore, when he was mevatel his rishus in the chatzer, he automatically loses his rishus in his bias. Avol inyan istaluke mi omar. Did we hear from Rabbi Eliezer? He asks it as a rhetorical question. That once he's mevatel his rishus, we're going to consider it as if he was mistalik legamri min achatzer, he has nothing. And therefore, lo yuchal lachzor ulekabel rishus bechatzer zu. And the answer is no. Mi Omar. Mi Omar means we never heard him say such a thing. He's mevatel his rishus beso, but he's not mistalik legamri. And therefore he can receive back what he gave. If you would say he was mistalik legamri, which that's the way we understood it until now, then you can't be chozer mevatel because he has nothing in this chotzer that you could give back. But now the Gemara is saying, according to Rav, that Rabbi Eliezer didn't go that far to say that he was mistalik legamri from this chotzer, even though the bittul was chal not only on the rishus in the chotzer, but also on the rishus in the bias. So again, we said that Rabbi Eliezer is based on the principle of Ein Adam Dar B'Bayis below Chotzer. And if he was Mevatel, his Rishus in the Chotzer, then he doesn't have, let's call it Dira in the Bayis. He doesn't have Dira in the Bayis. I think if I understand correctly, this principle of Ein Adam Dar B'Bayis B'lo Chotzer is a halachic principle. You follow what I mean? It's not a psychological statement or analysis. Oh, we think that he probably was Mevatel his bias, his Rishus and his bias, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So we think that that's probably what he did, and that's based on a psychological premise about how people enjoy the benefits of a house and a courtyard in front of the house. This Ein Adam Dar B'Bayis B'lo Chotzer, I think, is a halachic principle. And why am I emphasizing that? Because I think that even if he were to make a declaration that I'm being mevatel my chotzer, but I'm not willing to be mevatel my bias, it would be irrelevant, because Rabbi Eliezer is maintaining that al pi halacha ein adam dar bebayis below chotzer. So the bittul is now relevant not only to the chotzer but also to the bayis. So the scope of the bittul now halachically, legally, expands to include even the bias, which would mean now that Shimon could carry from Reuven's bias out to the chotzer, etc. However, despite that fact, and Rabbi Eliezer's insistence that we broaden the scope of this bittul to include not only the chotzer but also the bias, nevertheless, it doesn't mean, says Rav, that Reuven is completely, completely removed from the bias. I'm tempted to think that Rav's point is that we shouldn't go too far with the concept of bittul. In Choshen Mishpat terms, no actual kinyan was performed or effectuated. We're creating a new concept of bittul rishus that comes out of the pages and out of the world of Erevin. And it's an Erevin halacha. I would call it almost like an Iser v'heter halacha. It's not a halacha in Dine Mominus, but it rather is a halacha in Erevin. So in Hilchas Erevin is something, an entity called Bittul Rishus. But Rav's point is that there's no siluk legamre here, according to Rabbi Eliezer, from the bias and from the chotzer, because in Choshen Mishpat terms, he still owns the bias. I mean, no one can move in and squat in his house just because he did a bittul rishus for purposes of Erevin. So again, let's read it again. Omer l'cha Rav, anodi amri afilu le Rabbi Eliezer. I hold chozer umevatel adkan, even quite to Rabbi Eliezer, because adkan lo koma Rabbi Eliezer hasam ela hamavatel rishus chatzero is rishus beso bitel mishum de bebayis below chatzer lo dairi inshi. Right, as we said before, eno dem dar bebeso below chatzer. Again, it's a halachic concept that legally, once he gives up his rishus in the chotzer, he cannot have rishus in the bayis. We never heard Rabbi Eliezer saying that because he was mevatel's rishus, he's completely mesalik himself from the chotzer to such an extent that he can no longer retrieve or re-accept his chatzer. Ushmuel Omar Anodi Amri Afilu Kirabana. Adkan lo kom rabbanan hasam ela demai demavatel batel. Ude lo batel lo batel. In other words, according to the Chachamim, he made a statement that he's being mevatel's rishus. He said nothing about being mevatel's chatzer. So we're not going to go beyond his verbal declaration. Avol mai de bottle miha estalik legamre. But as far as the chotzer is concerned, he was mevatel as rishus in the chotzer, and he was mesalik himself completely from the chotzer. And it's as if he lives in a different chotzer. So therefore, we have again a case of ein mevatel mi chotzer lechotzer. And therefore, eino chozer umevatel. Omar Rav Acha Bar Chana Omar Rav Sheshes. Now the Gemara is quoting a different machlokas tanoim, and we'll see if that machlokas tanoim can give us an insight into the issue of whether mevatlin vechozerin umevatlin or ein mevatlin chozer vat machlokas Rav and Shmuel ketanoim. Let's say the machlokas Rav and Shmuel about whether you could be chozer mevatel to one person who was already mevatel the rishus in his chotzer. That's a machlokas tanoim. Again, a mishnah later on in Masechta Erevin. Misha nosan rishuso. If a person forgot to make an eruv chatzeros and he was mevatel rishuso in the chotzer on behalf of the other bnei chotzer, so that they will be able to carry from their homes into the chotzer, is he's not allowed to carry from his house into the chotzer, but the im acher kach hotzi hamavatel mi beso lechotzer b'shabbes bein b'shogeg ubein b'mezid oser. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, the first Tana recorded in this Mishnah, you can nullify the bittul. How did you notify the Bittel? Because as we said before, if after he was Mevatel, then he went ahead and he started using the Chatzer for whatever reason, whether it was Bishogeg, he forgot that he's not allowed to carry from his house into the Chatzer, or he did it B'mezid, but bottom line is, he took from his house into the Chatzer. He's like making almost a public demonstration that this is his Chatzer. Is therefore, Oser es HaChatzer, Shar Bnei HaChatzer, Chazer bo mi bitulo, he was Mevatel's Rishus, and now he rescinds and nullifies his Bittul Rishus, and he reestablished like his own Chazaka, as if he repossessed this Chatzer. And the whole deal is off now. Therefore, the Bnei HaChatzer have no Eruv, and then they can't carry out into the Chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'mezid Oser, B'shogeg Eino Oser. If he deliberately carried from his house out into the Chatzer, which means that he knew very well, he didn't forget about the fact that he was Mevatel as Rishus, is then he has the ability to be Chozer Bo from his Bittul. But it was B'shogeg, Eino Oser. Then he would not generate an Iser, as if to say that the original Bittul Rishus is gone. So Rav Sheshes now is going to apply this machlokes to the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. My lava haka miflgi. Shouldn't we assume machlokes is the ma Rabbi Meir holds mevatlin v'chozrim u'mevatlin, which means that once there was a bittul, you can now undermine that bittul. And that we saw in Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir therefore says that if you carry, the one who's Mevatel's Rishus now carries out into the Chatzer, whether he did it B'mezid or B'shogeg, he generates an Iser, meaning the whole deal is off. The whole Bittul is completely null and void. Umar Savar, but Rabbi Yehud is of the opinion that Ein Mevatlin V'chozin U'mevatlin. I don't understand what he's going to say about Mezid. Okay, let's see. So, Ein Mevatlin V'chozer Mevatlin. You cannot be Mevatlin it again back to the person who was Mevatlin to you. Why? Because you were already Mistalik from the Chatzel Gamre, and you're considered a Ben Chatzel Acheres. And therefore, if, let's say, he was Mevatlin's Rishus, and he was Motzi B'Shogeg L'Chatzer, is ein ze moil lahachshiv oso ki ilu chazar vehichzik bechotzer. Verakim hotzi vemezid chozer bo meabittel vehichzik bechotzer. Now, why is chazora from bittel any different than bittel of a bittel? I don't know. It's almost like he's saying, I never meant it. Omar of Acha Bar Tachlifa, Mishmei Derova Lo. The machlokas between Rav and Shmuel has nothing to do with the machlokas Tanoim about the case of Hotzah B'Shogeg, where that nullifies his bittul. The Kuli Alma, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold Ein Mevatlin V'Chozer Mevatlin, which means that they both accepted the shita of Shmuel. But hacha bekansu shogeg atu mezid kamiflagi. Mar sovar, according to Rabbi Meir, kansu shogeg atu mezid. And since in a case of mezid, he was chozer bo, and he decided he wants his chatzer back, we're going to extend that even to the case of Shogeg, where he didn't deliberately and intentionally want to be Chozer and reacquire ownership in the Chatzer, but we're going to equate Shogeg with Mezid. Umar Sovar, Lo Kansu Shogeg Otu Mezid. And therefore, according to Rav Yehuda, only if he deliberately carries out into the chotzer, and he deliberately, therefore, wants to be chozer v'machzik, he wants to make a chazok in his chotzer, that's going to generate an isur. But we don't have a knas of shogeg atu mezin. And now the Gemara is going to quote Rav Ashi, who holds that the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel does depend upon this issue, this machlokes about bevatos rishus chatzero bitol afreshus beso, back to the original interdependence that we mentioned before. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav and Shmuel bepluta de Rav Eliezer Rabbanon kom miflegi. They basically reiterate the same machlokas that we had between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon. Rav holds chozer revatel lazeh shekvar bitel, because he holds like the Rabbanon, who hold that mevatel rishus chatzer lo bitel is rishus beso. So he wasn't mistalik legamri from his chatzer, and therefore they could be chozer mevatel tim. Shmuel, on the other hand, holds like Rabbi Eliezer that mevatel is rishus chatzer bitel af rishus beso. He was mistalik himself from the chatzer completely, and therefore ein chozer umevatlin lo. So we're going to stop here at Omar Rabban Gamliel Maisa Bitstoki Echad on Peches Amud Beis, and Mirtz Hashem will pick this up tomorrow.